Boys, I had the privilege of entering my husband's boys' group chat last night.
Oh, that's against the rules.
I would have thought off limits. Now, I wasn't added per se into the text chat.
Good, good.
But he gave me a little insight, showed me a little screenshot of something that one of the boys had sent around.
Okay. Of course, now, it's a screenshot, so you can't scroll.
So pardon me, I assumed boys' group chats were all filth. You were sending each other pictures of long poos. And
yeah.
I know you have some friends
like
who do that, Ducker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. This one really got me in the feels. And I thought, oh, this has really changed my perception of what goes on in boys' group chats. And one of the boys had sent round a screenshot himself of a Facebook status. And there's an accompanying picture, but the text reads on from a man named Macca. And he goes, I got a bit of kick in the ass today, one I want to share with you in the hope that it inspires you to make some plans and see them through. We all chat to our mates on the phone and say, let's catch up, but we're all too busy to ever make it happen. Mm. Literally yesterday, I was talking to a mate of mine and he said, no more talk. Let's come on. Let's do it. Get up here. We're going to go fishing, crabbing and hunting pigs. I said, right, I'll be there when I finish my next job. But today my mate is no longer with us. No more crabbing, no more fishing, no more chasing pigs. I'm not looking for sympathy. That's not what this is about. It's about you calling a mate you make plans with that never come to fruition because you're too busy. Call a mate tonight, lock in a date and do it. Nothing's more important. Make the time because you never know when the opportunity ceases to exist. This is a picture of a man named Macca and his best mate, Andrew Simons. And he says, Roy, don't take all the fish and crabs before I get there, buddy, and see if you can find where the hogs are hanging out. See you when I get there, Cobber. So this is one of Roy's, you know, best mates who's put on Facebook and it's obviously gone viral. And one of Angus's best mates has screenshot this and put it in the chat going, boys, I know we all do this, but I'm probably the worst. So let's pick a date. Who's free on Sunday? Let's get together. And it just really, I just got shivers because Angus is one of the busiest people on the planet. You boys know. I tell you about his schedule, especially on the weekend. And he really took stock as well. And he goes, I do this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we say we're going to do it. Tuesday night, it's an easy one. But then Tuesday night rolls around.
Can't be bothered.
Maybe something's come up. Maybe you can't be bothered. Maybe it's a bit dreary outside. The weekend, they're chock-a-block months in advance. So we don't bother making a plan. We hope maybe something will fall through. Or I'll just see you in passing at the pub and then we can sit down and have a beer. And then you leave and go, God, we should actually do this properly.
Or you only see each other when you're getting blind or like having a few drinks, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not like quality time, I suppose. And that's
Angus said. He goes, you know, recently they had a loss in the group. Very sadly, one of the fathers passed away and it was amazing to see the boys rally. Like everyone dropped everything, communed together. And then they said, what can we do to help him? Like, where do we need to be? What can we do to help?
Yeah.
Do we need to go check in on his mum, X, Y, Z? So when tragedy strikes, yes they all get together and that's wonderful. But what about just a average catch up for the boys?
Yeah.
So it's not about a tragedy bringing you all together.
I literally had that chat with my mates the other day because my mate's mum passed away last year, as you know, and another mate's dad passed away earlier this year, and all the guys go back for the funerals and everyone gets around each other. But it's like, it's only weddings or funerals now that you see each other.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, why is that the case?
Why is that the case? Even Angus said, you know, he's got a good mate's birthday coming up and they're just trying to lock in a date and it's getting a little bit too hard basket because conflicting schedules. And he goes, if a birthday can't even make me go, nah, come on, even if it's a Tuesday night. You know what I mean? So this was a great kick in the ass for all the boys. And it was really awesome to see one of the guys put his hand up and say, I'm the worst at it. But just these words from a stranger, but obviously with a very famous pal, has really made him take stock.
And when it is a wedding or a funeral, it isn't that quality time because you're either talking about the couple who are getting married and, you know, on the D floor or something.
Or there's 100 other people there.
Or a funeral, you know, it's not the happiest of circumstances.
Mm.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
What can you cancel to have some friend time.
Have some friend time. Make the effort, exactly. And I know we lived through 2 years of plans getting cancelled, so maybe we're out of practice.
Yeah.
But I think we do need to make that effort.
Yes.
And I think particularly for the guys, really important. Really important to make sure you're staying around each other and reaching out and
yeah, that's a good one. And that's why I invited your husband to the box on Thursday night. And you didn't invite him. You know?
I didn't invite him and you appreciate you, Ducker. I love I see what you're doing.